Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Get it? The Burt Show.
All right, let's bring producer Joanna in here for just a second. Producer Joanna now has been planning her wedding for how long?
Since February.
Since February.
Like 4 months.
I wish we could somehow reverse the show to February and take us back to that day where you came in and how excited you were about being engaged and you couldn't wait to go through the whole process of planning a wedding and how this was going to be a beautiful, magical day. Because today it's going to be a little bit different.
Like, you've seen the slowly deteriorating, like, excitement.
The progression.
Yes. Like, yeah. If you could do like a timeline and how like my face gets sadder and sadder every day.
Poor thing.
Exhaustion.
She's just cold.
I don't know what it is. You know, I don't know what it is. I'm still excited about marrying Jason, but I'm not really excited about the whole planning thing.
Is this, here's a question to ask here. 877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 877-588-2378. Like, is this pretty common to where at some point or another in your wedding plans, you just start losing interest in the whole thing? Like, maybe the bubble has sort of been burst. That, and remember, this is Joanna's first wedding, so this is all got to be perfect because this is it. The rest of the life doesn't matter. It's about this day. And is it pretty common that you just sort of get fatigued in all of the planning and small details and having to placate to everybody?
I want to ask Joanna, what was the first thing I told you when you got engaged and you were setting the date?
That it was too far away and that I was going to get exhausted with the planning.
Because it is very far away. Because Joanna got engaged in the winter in February and she wants a springtime wedding. So I totally get that. Brides want to get married in the season that they want to get married in. You totally get that. But that means it's over a year of an engagement. And it just gets sort of like this lull in the meantime. And then you're just kind of ready to get there. Because at first, you're so excited and you're making all these big plans. And then there's really not a whole lot to do for a long time until the very end. And then it'll get busy in the months before you actually get married. But that lull time in between, you sort of feel like you're stuck in limbo. And I think it's also because you and Jason and aren't going to be living together until you get married.
Right.
So you're just like ready for your life to start, but you've got this long engagement still ahead of you that's just frustrating.
But it's all the other little details. It's like, what are your wedding colors going to be? I'm like, I don't know. Well, what kind of flowers do you want? Well, I don't know. Well, what are the bridesmaids' dresses going to look like? I don't know. I don't care. Like, I mean, honestly, I don't care.
At one point, did you care about all that stuff?
No, I don't think I did. And then I'm kind of like being bombarded by my bridesmaids because I've got 9 of them and I should have probably only had 2 because all 9 of them keep asking me, like, well, when are we going to go look for bridesmaids' dresses? I'm like, we have like over a year. I don't know.
As a general rule, are the bridesmaids more excited about the wedding than the bride, or at least in your case?
Well, in my case, they are, and they keep asking me about the dress.
Because they have the opportunity to be a part of Joanna's world, and anybody in the way Joanna, of course they're excited. I'm Joanna.
Duh.
Here's Amanda. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning. Hey, Joanna. I just wanted to say I am right where you are. I am so tired of planning, but then I start feeling bad because I get this great day, and I'm like, why am I complaining? But still, it's like you just want to be married by now, you know?
Yes. Yes. I think that's what it is. And then Jason's the one who keeps reminding me. He's like, well, you know, we have a checklist. You know, we need to start going down the checklist. We need to start sending out save the dates. And I'm like, well, then you do it because I don't
want to Jason become a bridezilla.
We've talked to women that have dudes that are bridezillas.
Yeah.
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
Right.
Here is Heidi. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning, Joanna. Like the other caller said, you're definitely not alone. I'm getting married in October, and if I could reset the clock, I would elope completely and totally 100% elope and just get it over with.
Have you considered moving your date up?
to make a plan?
No, it's too late at this point because we've already put some all the deposits and stuff down, and there's just no way to make it happen sooner. I think our situation is also different because we've just had like a crap engagement, like every bad thing that could happen did. But I am, if October 7th can't get here soon enough, I'm totally ready for it to just be here and be over with and be sitting on the beach with a drink in my hand.
You want to take Wendy's suggestion and move that thing up?
Well, yeah. I'm with the caller. I can't because I have a lot of family that I need to move in, and I need that time to save up to fly my family in from South America. Which is why another reason why it was so far away is because we're paying for the wedding ourselves. We need this time to save, put away money. To fly everybody into the wedding.
When are women going to get it? I mean, I think guys got the message for you guys now. I mean, because I hear conflicting messages, okay? The conflicting message is, this is the most important, beautiful day of my life. It has to be perfect. But then the reality of it is, I hear way more potential or future brides complaining about the wedding than I do saying that they're actually enjoying the whole process.
It's overwhelming. There's just there's a lot to do. And sometimes, you know, with anyone, when you get, do you guys ever do this? In even if it's whatever to-do list it is, whether it's a work to-do list or a home renovation project to-do list or whatever it is that you've got, if you feel so overwhelmed, you're almost like paralyzed, you can't do anything. You're like, I'm just going to sit on the couch and watch reruns of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
That's the worst.
I can't get anything done because there's too much to do. You know, I feel like that with like, you know, piles of to-do lists that stack up at home or whatever. It's the same thing with planning your wedding. You're like, it can be just really, really overwhelming, and you can kind of feel paralysis in amongst that to-do list.
Here's Emily. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Yes, I was going to tell Joanna, do not elope. It is not worth it. And yes, it's stressful, but the truth is, it's your one wedding, hopefully, and you want to make the best of it. And as stressful as it is, just piece it out, you know, one thing at a time. Let your fiance help out with it. I went through a phase where I, like, made my fiance do everything and kind of, you know, checked out for a little bit, and then I checked back in and he checked out. So just try to enjoy it, but don't elope because this is your one wedding.
Is it possible to even do that? Like, break it up? Like, you say, okay, Jason, you got the next 4 weeks, man. Here's what you need to cover.
I think so. If I give him a list, he's really good at crossing off things off the list. But it also doesn't help that I'm really bad at being really excited about a project and then giving up halfway through it. So that doesn't help either with this, because I'm really excited.
This is a pattern of behavior for you.
Yes. I'm really bad. I think I'm hitting that, all right, I'm giving up on this, but I can't. You have to finish. Like, this is something you have to finish.
Well, no, you don't. Like, why do you have to finish it? Like, why can't there be centerpieces on the table, but no little novelty, little things of M&Ms with your initials on them? You don't need those. Pff, details.
Paper plates.
As long as paper plates are fine. Tablecloths, not necessary.
Plastic silverware.
Nobody would judge that.
No.
Of course.
Nobody would judge that.
It doesn't
that.
Matter what they think.
And that's what the day is about.
Yeah, this is Joanna's day.
Leslie, good morning. You are on the Burt Show.
Good morning. I was just wanted to tell Joanna, I try to do one thing a week. I'm actually having two weddings. I'm an older bride, and this is my first wedding. I'm 40 years old, and I'm having we're having a beach wedding in September, just very small, intimate, but then my parents are elderly, and my father cried because I'm his only daughter, and he cried when he found out he wasn't going to be able to give me away. So now we're having a whole huge thing here a month later, and you don't realize when you're planning a wedding how much it just snowballs out of control. So I was just going to tell Joanna, just take a deep breath, and I just try to do one thing a week. And in having the support of your fiance and friends really helps too.
Let's talk to one virtual listener that actually pushed the wedding back because she was feeling the same way you were, and she's like, screw it. Let's just move it back.
You don't need to move it back.
Yeah, right.
It's already back.
I'll move it up.
I'll never get married.
Maybe she moved it up. Nicole, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Yes, hi, good morning. I actually planned for my wedding to be on October 10th of 2010, but I put everything off because I was like, you know, it's okay, I can get a vendor, I can get a venue, and it'll be fine. But then I realized I have less than 80 days to get everything done, so we actually had to push the date back because I got too overwhelmed with the checklist, and now I'm being bombarded with everything.
Is that right?
I don't even have a dress.
See, you're like, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. I don't know.
Well, it's not, I mean,
everybody says it's about just about the two of you and everything, but a wedding is really a performance. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're there performing for a crowd of people. It's the truth, and that's why it's overwhelming, because all the details have to be planned and set and done.
Right.
But I do think that the way that, like, for instance, my parents, their wedding photos got destroyed in a flood, unfortunately, so I never got to see them.
Oh, that sucks.
But, like, Katie goes through her parents' wedding album and stuff, so if you think about it, one little motivating factor, if you plan to have a family, sometimes it's cool for the kids to be able to see the wedding photos.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So that might be something in your mind. Okay, you know what? I'm doing this for the future.
You're on The Burt Show.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. I just love the fall season. Crisp mornings, pumpkin spice latte, and it's the best time to cozy up and play Spin Quest. They have over 1,000 different slots in all my favorite casino style games. And they're running a deal for all new players, a $30 coin package for just $10. So this fall, grab your favorite blanket, visit spinquest.com and download the app today.
Spin Quest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.